Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Juneau's new garbage cans need to be labeled and kept odor-free, according to amendments to the city's health and sanitation code. The assembly approved the ordinance last night. Juneau's garbage collector, Aero Refuse, recently changed to a roll cart service so customers are leasing the can from the company. City Manager Kim Kiefer says those cans need to be labeled.
What Aero recommends is putting something like a luggage tag on the can so there is an address there, because they will move that can from place to place, so they don't want somebody to put an address on the side of it and permanent marker. The renter is responsible for making sure that's on there. They're also responsible for making sure it's odor-free.
The ordinance goes into effect in middle of November, giving customers 60 days to get the appropriate label for the new garbage cans. Longtime Juneau resident Bruce Denton is glad to be alive. The 63-year-old contractor nearly died on the morning of August 27th in a rowing accident in Aurora Harbor. He credits the quick actions of four Aurora Harbor residents for saving his life. Denton's story was told at the Juneau Assembly meeting last night. The four Good Samaritans were given citizen commendations for what Mayor Bruce Patella calls acts of heroism. Here's how it happened. Crystal and Bert Fawcett were driving away from the parking lot near the yacht club when she spotted a man in a rowing shell between the shore and main floats, just north of the H float ramp. And Crystal noticed the shell had stopped. She could not see the boater, but saw blood and called 911. Her husband Bert and Jerry Burns, who was on his way to his boat, rushed down the ramp. They saw the boater submerged next to the shell about 15 feet from the main float and dove into the water. He was unconscious, not breathing, and foam was in his mouth. As Jerry cradled his head above the water, they tried to drag him back to the dock, but his feet were still strapped to the 24-foot shell. Meanwhile, Crystal Fawcett got the attention of another harbor resident, John Feller, and Mayor Botello continues with the story.
So he started down the handle, grabbing a long-handled deck brush along the way. He was able to reach out with the deck brush to help Bert and Jerry. And once John was able to reach out and hold the victim, Jerry made it onto the dock while Bert was able to release the Velcro straps that were keeping the victim anchored to the shell. While Jerry cradled the victim's head, John began doing CPR, chest compressions, which expelled volumes of water.
Denton then coughed and started to breathe. He then was transported to Bartley Regional Hospital, where he spent the night in intensive care, and he was released the next day. He was in the assembly chambers as the story was being told last night. In addition to publicly thanking the four citizen responders, Capital City Fire and Rescue, and hospital staff, he encouraged the public to learn the skill of CPR.
I would like to think that something good for me, besides surviving, is coming from this thing, is that it would be an opportunity to encourage people to take a class.
Jerry Burns works for Juneau Marine Services in Auk Bay. Bert Fawcett has been a fireman and worked in tourism this summer. Crystal Fawcett is a student at UAS, and John Feller is a retired commercial fisherman. They're all residents of the Juneau Harbor System.